Good day to you. I'm Paige Estritori, your presenter for the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We dive in today with a stark financial reality check from the National Insurance Brokers Association Convention. Locally, we are grappling with a swelling underinsurance issue that has seen insurance costs rocket by over 16% in the past year. This marks the largest increase we've faced in 20 years, revealed Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones earlier this week. This surge in prices is fueled by several factors, such as rising reinsurance rates and costly construction materials. We're also losing ground due to insufficient urban planning and our persistent climate change crisis, which is rightfully labeled a force multiplier. This is particularly detrimental for vulnerable communities in northern New South Wales, North Queensland, and the Northern Territory, which are bearing significant risks. However, all is not lost. Minister Jones urged a collaborative approach among governments, insurers, and communities to address this crisis. He pushed for stronger use of climate-resistant materials and the need to bolster our warning systems. Despite industry fears, the minister put forth a firm stand against the establishment of a flood reinsurance pool and steered the conversation towards resilience and adaptability instead. From the broader market, we turn our attention to a dramatic turn of events as the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, takes QBE Insurance Group to task. Legal proceedings have been launched in the federal court, with ASIC citing severe discrepancies in assured pricing rebates. This issue has touched over 500,000 policyholders. QBE's pricing systems failed to deliver on promised discounts in numerous ways, like setting a minimum limit on premiums, which has heavily impacted retirees and loyal customers. QBE admits to these flaws stretching all the way from July 2017 to September this year, setting aside $112 million to reimburse affected clients. The insurance giant is currently cooperating with ASIC as the legal proceedings continue, dovetailing into the wider ASIC campaign since last year, compelling insurers to fix and repay improper discount practices. Finally, but no less critical, we explore a recent report by Capgemini on the future of the life insurance sector. The prevalent need for a sweeping change was noted to increase customer satisfaction. According to the study, 1 in 3 policyholders in developed economies such as ours find insurance terms complicated. A significant 27% are dissatisfied with application procedures, and 25% reported protracted waiting times. The assertion of lack of self-service options by 23% signals the industry's poor digitization level, affecting empathy during client interactions. Despite interest rate hikes reflecting short-term profitability, imminent hurdles to growth loom large. Only 41% of insurers met recent targets, underlining a dire need for better operational efficiency and AI-enhanced human interfaces. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estritori, in this weekly wrap of the insurance industry's news. Please do visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au and find out how our personal and business insurance services can better safeguard your interests. This wraps up our coverage for Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. Until next time, stay informed and stay secure.